Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
All right, get excited. Beat the Bank is coming up in about 30 minutes. Nice. And tomorrow at this time...
What?
Yes, we're going classic on you.
No.
Hear the classic Big Al Mac bit.
Oh, I thought you missed it every year. I was hoping you meant Snoop Dogg was calling the show.
Nah, it's going to be Big Al.
No, this is better. This is better. Way better. Tin can turkey man, baby.
Big Al Mac, would you please welcome our guest, Gray Drake, with a nice gobble, gobble, gobble?
I think you just did.
Yeah, right?
Al's way better.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
That means hello in turkey, Gray.
Oh, my God. If only every day could be Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
Right? We'd all be obese.
Right?
Gray, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for you guys. Aww. We have spent so many moons together talking movies, and I got to tell you, I look forward to talking to you guys the most. Don't Aww. Tell anybody Aww. Else that I talk to.
Gray. Yeah. Gonna make us cry over here.
I would look forward to actually seeing you on TV. Like, every once in a while, I'll see you on ABC News or something. I'm like... That's the girl we talked to.
That's Gray Drake.
I know her.
She's famous. Yeah. She likes us more than ABC News.
That's what I'm saying. And now we get to talk to Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com, and she will let us know what's going on for Thanksgiving movies.
Yeah, we've got some really good stuff in theaters. It's been, like, a little bit quiet this month, I think. Mm-hmm. And that is because they're ramping up. So okay. In theaters, you've already got The Hunger Games. What better way to escape your family than sit in the theater watching kids punch each other?
Right.
But now some new movies coming out, and they're a little bit more family-friendly, so everybody can relax.
Perfect.
All right.
First of all, we have The Good Dinosaur, which is a new Pixar movie.
That looks so good, Gray. I want to see that so bad.
It looks so bittersweet. I know. Like, real emotional.
I know. I think that the creative team at Pixar sits around big tables, and they say, how do you think that we could reach our hand into viewers' chest cavity and just pull their hearts
exactly.
out?
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Right? The Good Dinosaur is going to follow that exact same path.
Mm.
It is about, the little boy is so cute and there are dinosaurs everywhere because the premise of the film is what would Earth be like if the asteroid that hit it so long ago
mm-hmm.
had missed it completely and dinosaurs still existed and humans were there with them. And it has some really great voice. So I guess that there's some sort of scientific presumptions that you have to believe in to go see this film.
Yeah, you just got to immerse yourself in the movie and believe everything they do.
So are you saying that the Flintstones took place before this whole asteroid thing?
Oh, my God, you just blew my mind.
Right? Yeah, you blew my mind.
Wrap your brain around
Come on,
that.
Yeah.
Right?
So, it also features a lot of great voices, like Anna Paquin from True Blood.
Mm-hmm.
And also Sam Elliott, who's one of my favorite older actors. He was the mystical cowboy in The Big Lebowski. And if anybody needs to be the voice of a T-Rex, it's Sam Elliott. So... The Good Dinosaur is a really good pick for your family when you need something to take everyone to that they're all going to enjoy. But we do have one pick for the adults, which is Victor Frankenstein.
Yes.
Is that the guy that made Frankenstein?
It looks good.
this one stars James McAvoy and Harry Potter. How could you go wrong?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Right. It's Harry Potter and Professor X. Together at last, and I think that what we're going to see from Victor Frankenstein is Daniel Radcliffe and James McAvoy, probably like we've never seen them before, because they get to be funny, they get to be edgy, and by the way, they're reanimating dead bodies.
Oh.
Mm. Which is pretty cool.
Woo! So yay, Thanksgiving, bringing people back from the dead. And I've saved the best film for last.
Okay.
Oh, right. This is the best one of the weekend.
Yes.
Creed.
It's good.
Rocky?
The seventh Rocky movie.
Oh, my.
It's not just good. It's great.
Wow.
How about that?
That is awesome.
That's surprising.
Better than the first one?
Let me
Better than Rocky?
I love Rocky.
Wow, that's
slow
a little bit.
Down.
Yeah, you can't be better than the original.
Just a minute, buddy. Let me describe to you the circumstances under which I saw Creed.
Okay.
I had flown from Berlin to Philadelphia. I'd had a horrible day, I threw my bag in a hotel room, and I went to see the screening of this movie, meaning it was very likely I was going to fall asleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you're ready to hate this film.
Now, the last Rocky movie, it wasn't bad, but I also don't think there's anything to write home about. Mm. So, and it's fresh on the tomato meter, so I went into the theater, and I thought, whatever, I hope the guys, like, punching each other in the face are going to keep me awake.
I get it.
Yeah.
It so far exceeded those expectations, and I not once ever made a motion to fall asleep. Instead, was cheering in my seat. I was so into it. I was shadow boxing with Michael B. Jordan. Like, I was so into this movie. And Michael B. Jordan got cast as Apollo Creed's illegitimate son.
Shut up.
Boo.
Okay. Ow.
And he enlists the help of Rocky because all he wants to do is box. And the reason that Creed is very interesting and fun, and it subverts your expectations just enough. It doesn't, like, completely flip the script on Rocky movies or anything. And Michael B. Jordan is so good with Sylvester Stallone. There's so much chemistry in this movie that by the end of the movie with the big, big fight, you're standing up and cheering. It is so good. I can't wait for you guys to see it because, seriously, when the credits were rolling, I was like, USA!
Does it leave the door open for Creed 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9?
Yeah, is it now Creed instead of Rocky?
Yeah, I can actually see how they would script Creed 152 if they wanted
to. Wow.
Yeah,
smart.
Absolutely. So this breath of fresh air into the series. It's really good. And this is another one. A boxing movie isn't really for your young ones. It is very bloody, but it's really inspiring. And I think that if you have preteen kids and up, I think that this movie's great. What a good Thanksgiving movie.
Do they still, this is just a curiosity question, do they still count that if it's the name of the movie is Creed, is it still like one of the Rocky series or is it starting something else?
Yeah, it's actually a good question. And I think the way that they're pitching this and the way they're publicizing it is that it is the seventh movie of the series.
Okay.
But it's definitely a reboot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Because they're focusing on an offshoot character that we never even knew existed.
That's right.
It's just out of the creativity of those writers that Adonis Creed exists.
Right, because if you're 20, you don't even know who Rocky is.
Exactly.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's get ready. Put your cliche hats on.
Okay, ready.
Okay.
Creed is a knockout.
Oh.
Great.
Yeah. Are you trying to get quoted?
Yeah, he is. That's got to be on the magazines. There you go.
How thankful are you for me now?
Slightly less, Gray. Slightly less.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Thank you so much for joining us right before Thanksgiving.
We have a lot to look forward to at the box office this weekend.
You really do. I hope y'all have a great holiday, and thank you again for another great year.
Same to you, Gray. We love you.
So sweet.
Mwah, Gray.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
How would you like $1,000 for Black Friday? How about that?
Yeah.
Beat the Bank coming up in 20 minutes. Don't call yet. We'll tell you when to call. You'll go inside the bank vault and win your money.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got Beat the Bank coming up in about 10 minutes. Make sure you have that phone handy. You could call, text the show, whatever you want to do. Our phone number is 800-543-3548 if you want to text us.
Yeah, and, just a text.
Yeah, we're getting them all the time. We're reading them during breaks and stuff. We try to interact with you.
Just a picture of your Christmas tree. Text us a picture of your Christmas tree if it's up already. I saw one last night in a window before Thanksgiving.
It's already up.
Not decoration in a store, a person's
That's
house.
That's okay, because, I mean,
it's almost
it's
December.
It's around the a corner.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's totally acceptable to have it the week of Thanksgiving, I think. You know? It's fine.
You're having family over. You want it to be pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty pictures around the tree. I ain't mad at you. Mm.
Why not? Do that. And
Al is apparently furious.
I'm so furious. Caroline Craddock had hers up like 2 weeks ago. I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, furious. I thought you were trying to pick out if you wanted a white tree or a blue tree or some colored one.
Yeah. I think we're going to actually go with blue.
Blue?
Yeah.
That's the Hanukkah color. You know that, right?
That's right. He's having a blue Christmas tribute to Elvis. I get it.
You know, blue's like...
Yes, that's exactly what I had in mind, Kelly. Well, why would there be a colored Christmas tree for Hanukkah?
Well, Jewish people celebrate Christmas as
sure
well.
They do.
Sometimes they do the dual.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying blue is normally the holiday decorative color.
Yeah. Inclusive.
And there's orange. There's whatever color Christmas tree you want, you can get. I promise you.
Okay.
Yellow.
It's the all-inclusive Christmas. Yeah.
Kelly, tell our friends at Kid Nation here about One Day, please.
Yeah, the One Day app. It's really fun. I was just thinking about I'm going home to South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to whip this baby out and film on my cell phone my cousins, my aunt, my favorite, my dad's oldest living sister.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry to my other aunts listening, if you're listening. yeah. So I just realized they're listening too sometimes.
Yeah, that's okay.
But anyway, I think they know. And I'm going to record their Thanksgiving memories, and that's something you can have on video. And I love the thing about the One Day app is it's free.
Uh-huh.
They have these easy questions. You just you can do it with children up to old people, everybody in between. You just ask them a question. You film their response. And literally, in less than a minute, it whips that baby into a mini movie with a musical background and everything.
It's so easy.
And you can email it to your friends. You can post it on your social media, Facebook, whatever. And it just gives you a memory to last forever.
And like One Day saves it for you. Mm-hmm. Like I can go on my One Day app and look at the videos that I've done with my son, Kaysen.
It's great, man.
In the last few holidays.
Yeah,
and so it's really cool.
Do it for Thanksgiving. They'll have a Thanksgiving theme one. They'll have one for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a wonderful thing. Maybe if you do the Christmas cards, just an added bonus to send a One Day Christmas greeting too.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, for every download this week of the One Day app, they're going to donate $1 to our Christmas wish fund, because we're going to start granting Christmas wishes.
That's right.
And those things add up.
They do.
And so we're going to help as many families as possible. And thank you to the One Day app people for making that possible. So it's free.
One Day app. A couple text messages that have been coming in. You guys were making fun of me for my girly book.
No.
Little Big Lies.
No, it's all good.
This is a text we got. JC, they're just classic domestic novels about marriage, motherhood, and modern upper middle class family life. Nice choice. See?
Oh, good.
And bunch of my dudes are telling me, hey, I read that. It's all good.
A bunch of your dudes, huh?
Little Big. Yeah, a bunch of my dudes.
All right.
You know, a bunch of my dudes.
You're reading Desperate Housewives. That's
it's not. It's Little Big Lies. Little Big Lies is probably the best
Desperate House Husbands.
This one's from the tip that Kelly gave us about if you get nauseous, they tell you to get a lollipop and suck on it.
Parents to always motion keep lollipops. It helps with motion sickness with kids in the car.
This is good to know right here. It's not the sucking that helps the nausea. It's the extra saliva that's made that.
There you go.
When you swallow, it helps. So you notice that when you're about to throw up, you feel
I'm
all that
wrong.
Nauseous. No, you're right.
So take about everything I said about the sucking.
It helps you. So use things that create saliva that helps you. Because if you notice when you get nauseous, you get a lot of saliva in your mouth. It gives you the warnings.
Mm.
So that's how that works. And apparently Kelly's saying hello a million times better than Adele does.
Okay. Well, I was imitating my daughter.
Yes.
So actually, my daughter is the better singer. And I'm going to make a little phone call to Linda Septian. I think I got a little moneymaker on my hands.
You sing better than this.
Hello.
Hello.
Hear it?
It's me.
You've gone.
No.
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
I still.
To go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya. I ain't done much healing.
She could probably sell that.
So this is her isolated.
That's the isolated
SNL.
Mic from SNL.
Yeah, wow. Someone leaked that audio without her backing track. Her voice is incredible. Mm.
And usually the music is what helps your voice sound better during a song. In this case,
I do. Every time I sing karaoke, I tell the karaoke DJ, turn it up.
Up.
Not the microphone, the music.
Something about the music just helps your voice sound better.
Kelly, please turn it up.
This might make you like Adele more, because I know you like her fine.
I do,
but
I just get burned out.
You get burned out, but I was listening to her do a kind of a track-by-track thing yesterday on the way home from the airport. Mm. Where she's talking about her new album with a radio DJ, and she was saying that her first love of music when she was 8 years old, and it was hearing Hit Me Baby One More Time on the radio, that she absolutely loves Britney.
Wow.
And the interviewer was like, you like Britney and that kind of music? And she was like, Britney Spears and the Backstreet Boys
were my two
favorite. It was like the reason I fell in love with music. So
kindred spirits, and you hate her.
There you go, Kelly.
I know.
You need to love her.
I just got sick of hearing her all the time.
It's because it's so good, we
it
can't stop listening.
It's like everybody loves Christmas music, but not by about December 24th.
Sure.
You start to hate it because you hear it so much.
Yeah. I already hate
That's what I'm saying.
Check this out. Adele's new album, 25, has sold more than 2.3 million copies in the U.S. alone during its first 3 days on the market.
Let's just say she makes a dollar. Let's just say
sure
if she makes a dollar. Okay, you do the math. All right.
To put that into perspective, only Taylor Swift's 1989, which was released late last year, Drake's If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, released in April, and Ed Sheeran's X is from June 2014, have sold as much as 1 million copies all year so far. And her disc went on sale on Friday. Her disc. Her album went on sale on Friday.
Disc.
This must be from England or something.
Her CD.
That's so cool.
Y'all want to talk about stupid people?
Stupid people?
Yeah.
Who you got?
This dude, his name is Miller. This is our, I love this headline. A man named Miller steals a Coors Light truck.
Yeah.
This is what happened.
Okay.
Around 5:45 a.m. on Monday, this is in Columbus, Georgia, the police responded to a Circle K in 1400 block of Veterans where a man stole a Coors Light beer truck, led police on a chase, ended at the Bojangles restaurant on Victory Drive. The suspect, 55-year-old Gregory Miller, who stole the Coors Light truck, then jumped out of the semi, attempting to elude the police. But when he jumped out of the semi, he fell down and ran over his own leg. Miller was caught on the scene. So apparently, that bud should have been a little wiser.
What an idiot.
That bud should have been a little wiser.
He ran over. Who steals a truck?
Well, they definitely don't get in a high-speed chase with
Yeah.
One.
You want to talk about sexy stuff?
David likes beer, though. Yes.
Talk about sexy stuff? You know how People Magazine came out with their sexiest man alive?
Yeah.
Issue was David Beckham?
Yeah.
Well, a new survey found out the sexiest things in the world.
The sexiest things?
Yeah, they did a survey to see what are the sexiest things. What do you think the sexiest accent is?
British.
Of course.
Yeah, we know this.
Do you think it's because there's not that many people in England? You know, that the United States is so big that the British accent is just beautiful.
It's just so proper.
This is a U.S. list?
Just seems right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just because it's different.
It's probably because it's here.
It's pleasing. We like it because we understand it and it's...
Yeah, and like Italian is beautiful. French accent, but we just hear more of the British.
The British. Because if you go to England, English people, they say that our accent's actually pretty sexy sometimes.
Yeah, well, it's
I've
different.
I've never heard that, really.
You know?
Australian came in second, which is extremely similar to British.
Right.
It's lazy British.
The sexiest job. What do you think the sexiest job is?
Doctor.
No.
Because I'm thinking of Grey's Anatomy. Lawyer.
No.
Because I'm thinking of something else with them.
The Grinder? The Grinder? Yeah.
Law and Order. I'm going to say movie star.
Sexiest job.
It's not a movie star. It's actually a pretty cool job. Fireman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? That is the sexiest job.
Okay. I wouldn't even go on that line. Yeah.
Kelly, you were on it. Doctor was second. The sexiest age?
25?
Nope.
30-something.
It depends on what you're talking about.
You're close to it.
30-something.
37 is your sexiest age.
Ooh, look, we have that to look forward to, JC.
Yeah, in 10 years.
So do we.
That's your boy.
Can't wait.
Until I turn 37.
The sexiest emoji, according to this People Magazine poll.
The wink and the kiss.
You would think so, right? No.
What?
The flame. I'm sorry. The lips.
The lips.
Oh, just the lips.
Oh, just the lips.
I like the lips. Okay. Yeah, I like the fire. Well,
fire came in second.
More committed to the relationship.
Sexiest color.
Red. Purple.
Red.
No, Kelly Raspberry, you are sexy. It's black.
Shut up.
And that's all you wear.
Huh.
And this is where I start thinking Big Al Mac could potentially be the sexiest person on the show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Thank you.
What? Yes, here you go.
What do I do with this?
Sexiest music.
Oh, country.
Country music, Big Al Mac. What are you super into? Country music.
Country music. It tells a story.
Right?
I'm telling
Sexiest
you.
Sexiest car.
What is it?
Pickup truck.
Oh, boom.
Big Al Mac driving the pickup truck.
Boom. I'm two for two.
Okay, I don't know.
Sexiest alcoholic drink. Craft beer.
Really?
Big Al Mac, still on fire.
All right. Give me another one.
That's all you got, I think.
Oh. Well, three for three.
That's pretty good. Now, these are all the things that were voted as sexy. When men manscape, pedicures.
Yes, yes.
Scruff.
Yes.
Tattoos. Jenna's going crazy over there. Glasses, Big Al.
Hello.
Well, because I fit all of those, so I'm excited. Manscaping, tattoos.
And cologne. Now, these are the things voted not sexy.
Not sexy.
Not sexy.
Okay, so fellas, don't do these things.
Sorry, Al.
Oh, what?
Dad bods.
No.
Some people find dad bods sexy.
I don't think dad bods are unsexy. I just think a little fitness is sexier.
You know.
Sexting is not sexy.
Not by us.
Well, it depends.
It depends how you do it. You got to do it right.
Not by us.
And if you know the person.
Right.
When you, like, first greet you after your first Tinder exchange by text.
Yeah.
And they go for it.
And it's
like
a photo.
All right.
That's really what they mean by
slow
that.
Slow down just a little bit, Tiger.
These things are not sexy, and you should stop doing them if you're doing them.
What?
Baby talk.
Come a little snuggle bunny over here. Come over here. Kiss me on my neck.
Well, again, it depends. No, I don't want to hear it over the phone, but snuggled up next to my ear, I might not mind.
You guys cannot baby talk. We're not allowed to do that.
I don't like
that.
Yeah, you can.
This one's a shocker for me. I thought this was supposed to be sexy, but it's not.
What?
I'm sorry, Ryan. In the man room.
Uh-oh.
Man buns. Not sexy.
Depends, again, on the guy. The right guy can pull it off.
Yeah, because every picture I see of guys.
I say no.
How about Speedos? Not sexy.
No, I don't like those.
Kelly would disagree with this one, I think. Backwards baseball hats.
I love baseball hats.
They're the best.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, but backwards is not the way to wear it anymore. That's what's going on with these. The man bun and the baseball hat backwards, it's the trend is now.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what type of baseball cap. You know, you're talking to a hatologist right now. If you have the brim that's curved, then yeah, you can turn around backwards. But if you have the
flat brim,
the
flat brim, yeah,
you can. It's hard to turn that one around.
It doesn't look right.
It's fitted down over the eyes.
Yeah.
Every man looks sexy in a baseball.
You want to learn how to wear a hat? Look up Sam Hunt. That guy knows how to wear a hat.
He's hot without the hat.
And the another thing that's sexier is the fitted hat. Rather than the one with the snap. Because the snap, you just got the little hole right here.
It gives you the forehead if you got a big one.
Then you go out in the sun, you're going to get like a little tan, like right there, a little tan spot.
And to all my basic girls out there, pumpkin spice lattes, not sexy.
I have not had one this year.
According to the poll. I refuse to have that.
I'm not a fan.
I used to like them, but they're very unhealthy.
Is the sweatpants and the hoodie on the sexy list at all?
Nope.
No.
Did not make the sexy list.
Yeah, do you guys think sweatpants are sexy?
Nor did it make the not sexy list, so it's just kind of in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're good, Al. Don't worry.
All right, thank you.
Well, right now it's time to play Beat the Bank. You could win up to $1,000 if you call our show at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll put you inside the bank vault if you are caller number 13, and we'll play next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank. Two more days until Turkey. Long weekend. No more.
Wookie, 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 wookie.
Beat the bank.
What?
Big Al Mack is stepping his game up.
Is that an audio?
Yeah.
Got production in that bad boy.
Come on.
Thank you, Shannon.
Good at working. We're back in the studio from Kids 2015.
Yes, we are.
Well rested.
Yes, we are.
I forgot to tell you guys that we're going to have the Patti LaBelle versus Velma from Kid Nation Sweet Potato Pie Taste Test.
Oh.
That's happening tomorrow.
Really? Velma came through, huh?
Velma came. The pie should be getting to us sometime today.
Okay.
And we'll have a blind test tomorrow to see if Kid Nation is better than Velma. I mean, than Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle makes these sweet potato pies that my mom was really crazy about.
Oh, it's good.
And Walmart's, apparently, that's all the buzz, and Walmart's, some of them are just out completely. And so we had a listener from Amarillo that called in and said, I can make a pie better than Patti LaBelle.
Yeah.
Let me send it to you. So we're going to do a taste test between Velma. Boom. And Patti LaBelle.
Be about 7 a.m. Central when we'll do that taste. So we'll call it breakfast.
Do we have the patty pie? Yeah. I saw some in the freezer.
We got it.
There's a couple here unless someone stole
them. Can we thaw them out before we do the taste test?
Yeah.
Because they're in the freezer.
It'll be taken care of, Kelly. Right.
Kelly, we got people.
We got people that know people.
Kelly's really stressed about thawing stuff today.
She does.
Al forgot to thaw the turkey.
I have two like 20 big butterball turkeys in my freezer right now.
Yeah.
I meant to take them out last night. So
awesome.
Poor turkey.
Yeah. All right, back to Beat the Bank.
Yes.
Where it could brighten somebody's day right here. And that somebody could be you. Brittany Gachasa, how are you doing?
Oh my gosh, I'm wonderful. How are you?
Gachasa. Tell us about you, Brittany.
Yeah, what are you up to?
What's up?
I am at work this morning.
Yeah. What do you do?
Yeah. I work in accounting in the oil field.
Whoa.
What do you count in the oil field?
Accounting. Oh, so like much. Job cost accounting?
Yeah. Come on, Al.
Oh, I thought you were like counting stuff in the oil field.
No, right. Not counting stuff.
That would be boring.
Do you get tomorrow off, or you still got to work tomorrow and then you have Thanksgiving off?
Yeah, we're off Thursday and Friday.
Okay. Good. Nice. Regular doesn't make us
majority
feel
majority of the folks, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, sure.
You going to do some Black Friday shopping?
I think I'm going to wait until Cyber Monday.
Oh, okay. You're going to do it online. Smart.
Yeah, I don't feel like fighting the crowds.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear
smart.
You. I love having stuff show up at my doorstep.
Yeah. I do, too.
It's safer.
Exactly.
Something to be safe.
Love
it's
ordering
like
online.
Before Christmas.
Every exactly. day.
You got kids, Brittany?
No, I don't.
All right, so all this could go
all
to you.
For you.
This is all exactly. for you, Brittany.
You get to be 100% selfish and not feel yeah. guilty about it.
Right, it's right.
Well, I do have a godchild, so I'll probably blow a bit on him.
Oh, okay. He gets enough.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah. Come on, Christmas is coming.
Yeah. Treat yourself, Brittany. You deserve it. You're out there in the oil fields.
I agree.
Here's how the game works, Brittany. We're going to put you inside the Kid Craddock morning show bank vault. Mm-hmm. The banker's going to be in there with you. He's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way. When you think it's gone as high as it's going to go during your turn, you just yell stop. That's how much money you will win. It can get up to $1,000. Even if he says $1,000, you still got to yell stop. Because if you don't and he closes, you get nothing.
Boom.
All right.
Understand?
I think we should record that because I'm sick of saying it.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And now this message.
And now this message from the morning show.
There you go.
All right, Brittany, do you have a question for Big Al Mac?
Maybe she does. Maybe she
How are you feeling this morning?
You know what? Brittany, I'm a little gun shy because I was feeling great yesterday.
Yeah, you were off.
And I was off my game a little bit, but it's the holidays. I'm still feeling good, Brittany. I'm still feeling good.
Feeling good.
All right, I'll take that.
All right, Brittany, but it's
careful.
Up to you.
It's on your own.
You just listen up and whatever your gut tells you, you go with it, all right? Here we go.
Okay.
Let's get ready and let's play Beat the Bank.
$170, $190, $260, $320, $350, $440. 500, 580.
Stop.
All right.
$580.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Nothing wrong with that, Brittany.
Just like that, Brittany. And it's all for you.
I don't blame you. I was nervous, too, to be honest with you.
I know.
He was just speeding through those numbers.
So fast.
Yeah. It's hard to see.
Lots of online shopping for you.
Yep. $580 worth.
Yes.
Brittany, just for fun, you already got your $580. We want to see how high this actually ends up going, just for fun. Let's check it out.
Okay.
$650.
Nice jump.
$810.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oops. Oh, no.
$1,000.
Oh, man.
There's my grand. I thought it was coming yesterday.
Hey.
There it is. Yeah.
I'm definitely satisfied with $580, though.
Exactly. It's $580 you didn't have before, Brittany.
Yep.
Right.
So you're going to use it on shopping, right?
Of course.
Of course.
$600?
I'm a girl, and it's almost Black Friday. I'm definitely going to use it on shopping.
Okay.
There you go.
Don't forget to hug a black person on Friday, okay?
Okay.
Silence.
She had to think about it for a minute.
Speechless.
She had to think about it for a minute.
I hug a black person every day.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Who's the last black person you hugged?
Oh my gosh.
Myself.
Yourself. You hugged yourself.
You thought she was white.
Al Mac. You didn't even give her a shout out.
I really am white. I was just kidding.
Thank you.
And I hug him all the time, so.
All right.
Okay. There you go.
There you go.
Awesome. Got you.
There you go.
That's funny.
There all right, Brittany, hold on for us. We'll get you all set
there
up. There she
go.
Goes.
That teaches us to judge, but
yeah.
In that case, you judged correctly.
Yeah, right.
Brittany got your shot with $580. We'll play again less than an hour away with Beat the Bank. Coming up next, let's get into a little Thanksgiving holiday spirit here.
All okay. right.
We want to do Thanksgiving problems.
We got Thanksgiving problems.
Yeah, we don't have a song yet.
We can sing it.
We're good.
Yeah. Who do you not want to see? What dish do you hate?
Whose house do you not want to go over?
Yeah, maybe you have two girlfriends and you don't know which one to go to.
Yeah, we'll help you come up with an excuse.
What do your weird relatives do? We want to hear all about this. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Thanksgiving problems are next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tomorrow at this time, make sure you join us for Love Letters to Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And with the holidays around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
This is when it gets good.
That's right. Holiday parties.
All that sort of
stuff.
Yeah,
all that kind of stuff. Yeah, holidays, man.
Do you keep your winter boyfriend or you switch out for a new winter boyfriend?
No. This is, you stick with what you got right now.
Uh-huh.
If you have something, because you got a cuddle buddy.
Gotcha.
You got someone to take care of you in the winter. You get presents.
Yeah, you'll probably get a better present from a boyfriend that you've stuck with than if you go out and try and get a new boyfriend. Because then it's like,
it's
too hard.
It's too new.
Get you a card.
Yeah. It's just now starting to get cold everywhere. There's going to be a lot of snowstorms.
A lot of cuddling.
Hitting right now. Yeah, so you got to keep warm.
Keep it warm.
Yeah.
Kelly, you got a cuddle monster?
A cuddle monster?
That's what Kenzie calls me.
You're a cuddle monster?
What? Stop the bitch.
Are you a cuddle monster? Are you one of those? Do you like whine? Like, I want to cuddle.
No, I don't whine about it. But when I'm needed in the cuddling department, I'm there.
So what does she actually say? Use cuddle monster in a sentence.
Thank you.
No.
Throwing the music.
How do you get cuddle monster in a sentence?
Yeah, how does she address you, cuddle monster?
Like if she's trying to go to bed and I'm watching TV, she'll go like, can I get my cuddle monster to come to bed with me?
I have a feeling he refers to himself as the cuddle monster, like cuddle monster.
No.
Yeah.
No.
My cuddle monster?
See, that's why I don't like telling you guys things.
I think it's like Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster.
Cuddle Monster.
Cuddle.
No, it's a cute thing. It's supposed to be, at least, and it's not.
Right,
it's creepy now.
We're asking you to call us with your Thanksgiving problem.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Apparently, my Thanksgiving problem is I don't have a cuddle monster.
Dang it.
I didn't even know it was my problem until just now.
We always had this guy. He's one of my uncles that would come over, and usually he's just getting out.
Yeah. Getting out of what?
Incarceration.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, just getting out. He wants to come over around the holidays, and nobody wants him to stay at their house because they don't want...
They want to lose stuff.
I hate even putting that out there, but it's the truth. Like, you don't want to be that. You don't have that energy in your house, you know? Y'all be nice to him. You don't want him to do something.
I got my mother-in-law coming to visit us. I love my mother-in-law. She's super cool.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But she has a cat.
Oh.
Does she bring
the cat? No.
She brings the cat because my kids love the cat.
But the cat ruins all your stuff. Doesn't the cat pee on everything?
The cat has peed.
Get a new couch and new bedspreads?
The cat has peed in the past.
At some point, you have to accept my cat is evil.
Does she have to bring the...
And I can't bring my cat.
Well, who's going to watch the cat?
Does she have to bring the litter box and everything?
You don't need
borders.
No. A cat
plus you don't need to watch
itself.
A cat. That's true.
Yeah.
You put out a bucket of food and a trough of water, and the cat is fine.
That's her baby, though.
Who cares? The cat doesn't love her.
It's
I'm going to break this to her right now. Your cat doesn't love you.
I think that goes for anybody that has a cat.
Will care who cares. It feeds it. That's it.
They're independent.
And I think the cat doesn't like me.
Well, obviously, based on the fact that it urinates on everything you own.
It doesn't
like
me.
They get uncomfortable in a new environment.
You need to put your foot down about that. That's your Thanksgiving problem. That's
my problem. You can text the show as well if you
That's
want.
Ridiculous.
Like this one right here.
My parents kept my dog for me once. My dog never wets. Peed on my mom's stuff. I have never asked my mother to keep that dog again.
No.
Because I care about my family.
Yeah.
More than my dog.
You can't leave the poor cat alone for a week.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can ask somebody to go check on it. JC, you gotta... Come on, dude.
Come on, dude.
Be a cuddle monster.
Can we bring the cat over, cuddle monster?
Do I need to call Kenzie's mother?
No, you ain't got to call nobody's mother.
Look, Kenzie's mother.
Hey, I handle my business.
I handle
my
business. You don't handle it.
Oh, you watch.
All right, I'll see you at the after Thanksgiving furniture sales when you go buy all this stuff.
Yeah,
the cat ruined it.
You're right.
We got a text right here.
Come on.
Thanksgiving problems? My girlfriend sucks at cooking. My name's Tristan.
Front Street.
All right,
whoa.
Tristan.
Oh.
Talk about Front Street.
Obviously, she's good at a lot of other things.
Yeah, right?
She can pick up the food. It's fine.
Yeah.
I told my husband's aunt I love her signature dish, quote unquote. did that a few years ago before we were married, trying to be a nice guy. And now she assures that she gives me a huge helping every time. And it's not good at all. Hashtag Thanksgiving problem.
Do y'all do the go around the table and tell what you're thankful for?
I hate that.
Why do you hate that?
No, mine's
awkward.
Mine's always so much more casual no matter where I'm at. Football's on, grab a plate, everyone just kind of sits around and watches. We don't do formal stuff.
Yeah, right.
But you're going to a formal family Thanksgiving this year.
No, we're having it. Boyfriend's hosting it with me. We're having
Whoa.
Over.
Hey, oh, I
That's a lot of pressure,
news.
Jenna. That's
I
a lot of pressure.
That.
You guys.
Oh, man.
That's cool. We're going to play like catchphrase and watch football. It's going to be casual.
You got to be like a housewife. You got to show her that you got what it takes.
I got a can opener. I can open the cranberry.
You got to get one of them aprons with like a turkey on it.
Yeah.
Kiss the cook.
Speaking of in-laws, Jenna.
Yeah.
My in-laws can't get together without drinking. They can't drink without fist fighting.
Oh, boy.
It's like holiday MMA every time. Hashtag Thanksgiving problems.
Man, I hate to have a police show up at Thanksgiving dinner.
Right?
But you know it happened.
Oh, it happens more than... We're going to do.
The police
showed up in my house for Thanksgiving.
God.
They'll be showing up at my house accusing me of killing a cat. That's what they'll be doing at my house. Damn cat out of my house.
Let's go to the phone.
I'll kill it. That's what you say.
She might be driving and listening.
I don't care. She needs to know. That cat, that's rude.
She's on her way right now.
You don't on everything. Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Kinsey's mom.
I love the cat.
No, you don't. You hate that cat.
You hate the cat. Yeah. You get sick for a week.
You were telling us back in the break room.
I think he hates me.
Yeah.
Kimberly, welcome to Thanksgiving Problems. What's yours?
So, I have a really traditional family, and Thanksgiving's a big thing every year. Everyone does home-cooked side. My mom starts cooking days in advance.
Yeah.
And ever since I got engaged, my fiancé and I have decided to start splitting the holidays.
Okay.
Well, his family tradition is to get up early in the morning and stand out in the cold to wait in line for Luby's Cafe.
Yay!
Oh. I love Luby's.
I love Luby's, but standing out about Thanksgiving.
I love traditions.
But not for Thanksgiving.
That's what they do for fun.
You stand in the cold?
Oh.
And every year it is cold. Every year it's cold.
Yeah, it's wintertime. It's fall.
Well, you have fun at Luby's, Kimberly.
Yeah.
We'll be thinking of you.
Yeah, they're nice.
Our warm, toasty
Thanksgiving problem.
Yeah. Kimberly will be at Luby's if you want to see her early in the morning.
Not this year, because next year it's her turn.
Yeah, That's right. Irene.
Yes.
You have a problem with your sister?
Yes. We have a sister that comes in every Thanksgiving, and she wants to make the sweets for everybody. So she'll make a cake, and it's dry, and it tastes like sponge, or she'll make a pecan pie, and it's all watery on the inside, so we all complain about it because we don't want to eat it. So she kind of, like, gets upset and gets mad and starts crying sometimes.
Oh.
So,
but she keeps crying.
Yes.
She's laughing.
Okay.
Oh.
What's her name?
Her name is Diane, and she'll say, "Oh, yeah, I just killed my pancake," and she'll take off.
I love
Irene, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to need your laugh on
our
track.
Our favorite laugh forever.
I love that you find this so funny.
I love that some people just love to cook, though.
I said to myself, I don't want to go.
Be careful.
All right.
You're scaring me now.
Come on, Irene.
You're scaring me, baby.
I like Irene for when we need to tell a joke.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I love her. I'll be inviting her over to my Thanksgiving dinner. I love her.
Can't understand what she's saying.
I don't care.
She said her sister sucks at baking.
I know. I understand that part. But downhill from there.
Oh, man.
I can't understand another word she said.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, Chad. Welcome to Thanksgiving Problems. Go ahead.
Good morning, y'all. It's going to be kind of hard to follow Irene, but I think the problem we have is that we start out early in the morning with eating, and then we eat lunch again. We go to a different family. We eat brunch, and then we eat. I mean, it's just eating all day long at several different families, and then we lay around like a bunch of beached whales the rest of the day. Hashtag Thanksgiving problem.
But that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, go ahead and get started early. And just plan for the whole day.
Plant yourself on the couch.
Yeah.
You'll be all right.
Map it out. This house at this time. This house at this time. That's fine.
Thanks for your call there, Chad. Here's another text. Tristan again. She really sucks at cooking.
Oh.
Should I rip my tongue out?
Okay, we get it, Tristan.
Tristan, I know. It's like if someone's sucking a cookie's not the worst deal breaker. She can pick up the food.
But clearly she's hot or she's good at something.
Right.
Sucks that bad at cooking. She's got something that's keeping you there, Tristan.
That's right. He loves her.
He sent two texts to let us know how sucky she is at cooking.
She really sucks at cooking.
Renee, what's going on with your mother-in-law?
First off, she can't cook. And we have to go to her house. She has like 20 chihuahuas.
20?
20. Little yapping chihuahuas. You have never experienced Thanksgiving dinner until you've had a drive-by by a chihuahua. You sit down, you're sitting trying to put a piece of food in your mouth, and they jump between your hand and your mouth and snap the food out as they go by.
Oh, my God.
So, hashtag... Thanksgiving problem.
Oh, she said God. A chihuahua drive-by.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great. Renee, good luck with the chihuahuas.
Oh,
let's go here. We got great calls coming in. Autumn, we're doing Thanksgiving problems. Go ahead.
So we have the same family members every year that think it's okay to just, you know, bring extra guests. So they bring five or six extra people. They don't bring a dish. And then when they leave, they just take, you know, they have their own styrofoam boxes that they bring with them. And they just take all the leftovers before anybody's even done eating.
I thought the leftovers stayed at the house.
It's the same group of people. And our family, so, you know, we try not to say anything, but our family's getting bigger and bigger, and it's really aggravating.
Well, Autumn, we'll see you at Thanksgiving this year. So.
That is rough, man.
Well, I'm okay with y'all coming.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll take all the food.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that always happens.
Yeah, it does.
Sorry, Autumn. You'll get some, though. Here's a crazy one from Jessica. Jessica, go ahead and blow our minds. Go ahead, Jessica.
Hello.
Hey.
So my Thanksgiving problem is this is the first year that I've actually had the event at my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I haven't spoken to my mother in 6 years. And my sister decided to invite her over for Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, my.
Okay. Why haven't you talked to her in 6 years?
Well, actually, she took my boyfriend.
Is he coming?
No, he's not coming. I've been dating him for 2 years, and she decided she liked him better than I did. So they started dating, and I moved out. I moved to a different town, and as far as I know, they've ended the relationship. But she's still got pictures of the two of us, he and I, together in her house instead of the two of them together. So it should be an interesting dinner.
Oh, y'all are both special in her heart. So is your current boyfriend going to be at this dinner with your mother that stole your last boyfriend?
Yes, my husband and our three children will be at this dinner.
Okay,
you better watch her.
Yeah, what if she steals your husband and children?
I don't think that's a possibility this time.
Oh, boy.
The police will be on standby.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Well, good luck.
The town will know. Okay, this woman is coming into town. I might need her removed.
Right. Well, good luck, Jessica.
Give us an update next week on the show after seeing your mom 6 years later.
Yeah, I'll have to let you know. I'm thinking about putting up a hidden camera to catch all the events on live feed.
Well,
she's one of a kind.
You should.
Please do.
Drop cams are the best.
When you see her for the first time, since you haven't seen her in 6 years, will you hug her and say, hey, Mom, missed you?
Probably not.
No. Yeah, probably not.
I mean, I didn't invite her, so I wouldn't have cared if it had gone to another 10, 15 years without seeing her.
Wow, I'm sorry, Jessica. I hope it goes well.
Well, have some love and forgiveness in your heart.
Yeah, we'll put
if
you on.
If it turns into a Jerry Springer episode, I'll ask if you guys can come.
Yes. Okay, yeah. I like that. Oh. We'll put you on hold because we do want to see how that goes because that's an interesting story.
Wow.
The mom that stole the boyfriend 6 years ago.
Oh, and they haven't spoken since. You assume that when you have kind of a family that loves and gets along. Everybody has that, but a lot of people don't.
Speaking of awkward family situations, Samantha's got one for us for a hashtag Thanksgiving problems.
Come on.
What do your in-laws do, Samantha?
My in-laws invite me, my husband, and my children for Thanksgiving, but they also invite his other baby mama to come.
Oh, that's awkward. That's awkward.
It's family.
It's family, it's kids. I get that.
But it's the other baby.
It makes it even more awkward because when she was 13 years old, they took her in as their daughter.
Oh, yeah. So she is super family. So it makes you feel like outside, like an outsider, doesn't it?
Yeah. She's like kind of awkward.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
It's the hardest.
So we go to IHOP for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. IHOP's good, though. Uh-huh. I'll get down with IHOP.
You have to think about it, too. Even if you do
have a problem,
it's a couple of hours.
One day.
Yeah. It's a couple of hours.
And, you know, person and suck it up.
Yeah, it's a couple of hours.
And I'll tell you what, as an only child, and I've spent a lot of years alone on Thanksgiving or with, you know, friends and their families, and I'm kind of, I've always been jealous because it's like, as crazy as your family stories are,
you can look back
and it's hilarious. Yeah. You know, it's much better than just being alone.
Right, right.
All right, and we'll have Anna close it out.
Unless your mama steals your boyfriend.
Yeah,
exactly. Unless your mama steals your boyfriend.
I hope that doesn't happen to me.
All right, Anna, close it out for us. Thanksgiving problems, what's yours?
My dad is known for frying turkey.
Yeah.
So it got around to kind of friends and family. So for the Pat, when we were younger, it got, I think one Thanksgiving he did about 14 turkeys where he would fry them. And so on Thanksgiving Day, so it would start like 1 or 2 in the morning, and we as kids would like have to be dragged out to do it. And it got so consistent every year that he had so many orders, he actually poured a concrete slab in our backyard specifically to like have this area to have all of these fryers set up and fry these turkeys.
That's awesome.
Your dad's a crazy Thanksgiving turkey,
it's
man.
It's a massacre.
That's awesome.
It's pretty intense.
It's a turkey massacre.
If you are frying turkeys, make sure it's thawed out. I cannot.
Do you have the trick, Al, since you do this?
We do this at my bar every year. We do it for free. And you have to, people will bring turkeys up there, and we fry them. But sometimes one person will have a turkey that's halfway thawed out, and it will cause a huge disaster if it's not completely thawed out. So make sure your turkey, if you're frying it, which is a great way to do it, make sure it's 100% thawed out.
Thank you, Al.
That's my cooking tip. Yes.
That's Big Al's cooking tip of the day right there.
How long does it take to fry? I've never had a fried turkey.
Depends on the size.
20 minutes?
20 minutes. It doesn't
take long. Versus, like, what, 8 hours in the oven?
Yeah.
Oh, so we got to fry.
It doesn't take long at all.
That's why.
Turkey, the bigger, the longer.
And it's juicier when you fry it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's real good.
Or you could try kids' brown bag turkey recipe and set your house on fire sometimes.
Yeah, it's up on the website right now.
Yeah, we're going to put it up.
KidNation.com.
Again, you got to put the pan underneath it.
Yeah, don't forget the drip pan. Yeah.
The drip pan.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bag. Turkey and dressing. Green bean casserole. Pumpkin pie. Play with cornhole. Beat the bag.
I'm not a big cornhole person.
What?
It's fun.
Like a beanbag in a hole.
It's cornhole.
It's cornhole. Yeah, it's
not like, just getting a beanbag in the hole, Kelly. It's the whole.
It's like
the movement of your arm.
It's like the whole family.
The trajectory
play.
Of the beanbag as it lands and slides into that hole.
Of horseshoes.
The cheer.
It's like everybody can play. Little kids, adults, mama's, daddies, men, women. Everybody can play cornhole.
Surprisingly good at cornhole. Jenna Owens.
Oh, champion.
Surprisingly good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am very good somehow. Getting that little sack in the hole.
Yep. Yep. It's like bowling, you know? Girls are just good at those kind of sports.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why.
I don't know. How come girls are good at bowling and things with beanbags?
And you think they wouldn't. I don't know. I'm not trying to be.
I think it's because they say it's like a lot of guys suck at, like, boxing when they first go because guys have it in their head that they know from watching fights and movies. They already think they know. Do you know what I mean? From, like, playing around and doing it, so you're kind of locked in your ways. But with us girls, we don't care about looking stupid. We expect to suck at stuff.
That's how you do the bowling thing with the legs wide open and then just do the granny.
Yeah,
the
we
granny
expect
push.
To suck, and we don't care. We're not fronting, so we just end up being kind of good at stuff, I guess. I don't know.
Interesting. Did you start? Maybe Tara St. Pierre can tell. Pierre. Hey, Tara.
How
Sorry,
are you?
I butchered your last name. I apologize.
It's okay. Call me whatever you want.
Just give me money.
Yeah,
give me money.
Yes.
Tara, are you a big cornhole fan?
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we need to get, you need to buy us a cornhole if you win.
The bean bags and the wooden board with the hole in it. Yeah, that's it.
We call that holy board.
Call it what, holy board?
Yes.
Well, that makes more sense, because where's the corn involved?
It's in the bean bags.
There's no corn.
What if it's full of beans? Why is it a corn?
We don't call it bags.
It's gone bags.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun.
Do you have to go to work today, Tara? What are you up to?
I am driving to work now.
What do you do?
Physical therapist? I'm just a therapist.
Oh, therapist. Yes. Okay, there you go.
Got it.
What are we working on today? Some knees or some elbows?
I do mostly hips and knees.
Ooh. Hip and knee. Ooh. Big Al Mack may call you because his knees always hurt lately.
Never know when you need a hip.
Yep.
I might need a hip at any given time.
Oh, do you do that test? The test that they tell you when you do cross your legs and you sit all the way down and then you got to stand back up? Is that true?
I have done it with high-level patients, but I have fresh surgery, but I can't do that.
Oh.
I can't do it either. So.
It's tough. I tried in my room. I needed a hand.
Okay.
I was not flexible.
Let's
get her some money. Jenna, will you please tell Tara how we play Beat the Banker?
Yes, Tara, we're going to throw you in the vault. The banker's going to yell dollar amounts. They're going to be steadily increasing, but we have no idea when he is going to stop. So it's just on you to say stop when you think that amount's gone as high as it's going to go. And you get that money, but if it closes before you say stop, you get nothing. It went to 1,000 last time. We're not sure how high he's going to go, but even if it gets to 1,000, you got to yell stop, okay?
Okay. How's Big Al feeling?
Oh, Big Al.
I'm glad you asked.
I'm not, because he's been stinking the past 2 days.
No, I said I was feeling good last time, and I'm feeling less good this time. I would love to say I feel great. I don't. I feel better than mediocre, but not great.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Okay, baby girl.
I don't know how that translates into a dollar amount, but good luck.
I know. Five kids. I can take every dollar you got. All
right. Okay. Let's win you some money, Tara. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$120. $210. $300. 360.
Oh my God.
430. 470.
Stop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got the best of
them. Pause.
$470 for Tara St. Pierre.
Way to go, Tara. What are you going to do with that kind of money, girl?
Spending on the kids.
Ben, you said you had five? Did I hear correctly?
Yeah, five kids and a husband that's out on back surgery.
Oh, man. Yeah.
What part of Louisiana are you calling from?
Paulina.
Look at you, Al.
I got that. I got that Cajun accent on point.
So, Tara, that first long pause is what got you, and you yelled stop, so you win $470, but we would like to see how high it goes, just for fun. You already got your money. All right, let's see.
All right.
$550. $630.
Oh.
Thank you.
$700.
Be generous today.
Ooh, got me.
Oh!
It's about 20.
Big Al Mack was close. He said 680.
It's about 20 bucks. Well, you know what? You still got $470.
Yep, you did.
That's more than I had when I woke up.
There you go, Tara. Thank you so much for listening and calling the show, okay? You enjoy the money.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble.
Big Al Mack also drew a stick figure playing cornhole.
Of a person,
He's demonstrating for those who need instruction.
Uh-huh.
Very instructive.
Thank you, Al.
Sure.
Good looking out. Some things we learned on the show today. If you feel nauseous, suck on a lollipop, chew gum, pop a mint.
Right.
But most importantly, Jenna Owens has gone from sort of kinda to full on boyfriend.
This is a sudden turn of events, an unexpected turn of events.
Didn't say anything to anybody, just kind of, my boyfriend. And
there will be parents coming over to his house to have Thanksgiving dinner where Jenna will be playing the role of the housewife.
Wow. Susie Homemaker.
Not that intense.
I've
met his parents a bunch before, you know.
And you know what? They're taking the exotic vacation during Christmas. You know what's going to happen, Kelly? It's
that time. Don't put that don't put that out. That's not fair. Because now every time she turns her head for a minute, she thinks when she turns back around, it's going to be on his knee. You can't do that.
You're going to build me up, think I'm getting a ring, I'm going to get a sweatshirt. No, I don't want to get engaged right now. You guys, I just want to, like, date. I just want to date and be in love for, like, a year, and then we'll see. And then I'll be annoyed. If
you sounded like Kanye there. I just want to date.
I do. I just want to date. Like, that's the goal. I just want to have, like, that happy relationship, you know?
So he's got a year. That's what you're saying. That's what I heard. He's
Al, sure.
Hey, how long have you been with Dr. Girlfriend Al?
3.
All right, and?
No, she's getting ready to move.
So
she's getting ready to move to Detroit City.
How's that gonna go?
The Motor City.
He wouldn't ask her to give up her career for
that
him.
That would be selfish.
Well, they can have long distance.
Incredibly
they got
selfish.
FaceTime can work.
She's got things to do. I mean, the next 3 years, she's got to be focused. Focus. She's got to be focused like a Ford.
Is she gonna be doing plastic surgery?
Yeah.
And I think next month, I believe it is, she's gonna.
She's a doctor, so she's going to, don't mean, right. We won't explain, but she's not getting it,
right.
She's giving it.
Giving it.
There's some type of hand surgery that's involved in plastics as well.
That's what my friend is. He's a hand specialist.
Okay. For what?
Because I didn't know this.
And then Dr. Harris, he started off his hand specialty, so when somebody gets seriously injured, like, you know, like a severing or like a deep gash, they go see him because his specialty is hands.
Can he fix my pinky?
That's a bone issue.
Yeah,
that's not a cosmetic issue. That's a bone.
That's just, you have some weird double jointed issue going on.
No, I dislocated it more than once, and now it's just doing like
nobody,
all jacked
nobody
up.
Likes to see that.
Do they? I want to see that. I see
nobody
it every day.
Likes to see
nobody
that.
Wants to see
together,
that.
Stay together, and then you can start giving gifts for Christmas. They're going to be
surgery.
Surgeries from Dr. Girlfriend.
Yeah, dang right. Yeah. Hey, I got you a boob.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.